Yo, what's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. Had some audio issues last week. A couple of podcasts, the audio didn't sound right, but we got it fixed now. Got it squared away. Before I get started, sip some of this water I got. Y'all hit that subscribe button in that right-hand corner where it says click now, subscribe. If you're on Instagram or Facebook, hit that follow. Don't forget the audio version goes to Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, Apple, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, and a dozen other platforms. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. See the name behind me, Paul Pickett. Basically, all I got to really talk about is NBA playoffs. The Nets lost to the Bucks in seven. Atlanta beat Philly in seven. The Suns swept the Nuggets, and the Clippers beat the Jazz. Before I talk, go any further, I'm going to talk about some of the teams that lost. Utah, they got to make a move. Utah, they only got one legit superstar. And Rudy Gobert is not the kind of legit all-star you want behind you because he can't score whenever he wants to. He's just a defensive and rebounding guy. They need another legit offensive all-star scorer. And they got a lot of pieces they probably could trade. But they got to make some moves. They definitely got to make some moves. The Denver Nuggets, I think Denver's okay. Denver's just got to – I think Jamal Murray's healthy. The Suns don't sweep Denver Nuggets. You know, they definitely don't sweep the Denver Nuggets. They might not even win the series. You got Jamal Murray comes back, your second option behind Joker. Michael Porter Jr. is definitely going to be a good third option. I know people said that they shouldn't have got rid of I can't think of his name right now. He plays for the Pistons. They got rid of player. Well, he didn't get rid of him. He just signed with the Pistons for more money. And he bought out this year, but I don't think he's going to do the same thing next year. I really don't. I don't think he's going to be doing the same thing next year. I think Denver Nuggets are good to go. I think Porter Jr. will be a lot year older, more experienced, a better scorer next year, maybe better defender. Jamal Murray come out. They got a good three to deal with. Joker, Porter Jr., and Jamal Murray. Now, the Sixers. Actually, let's get to them last. The Nets, I don't think the Nets got anything to do. They don't got to make no moves. If the Nets are fully healthy, they don't lose the series. They win the series. They almost won the series had Kevin Durant not stepped on the line. You know, so, yeah. If even like James Harden or Kyrie, any one of those two was fully healthy during the series, the Nets would have advanced. But they didn't because of health issues. So I don't really think they might could use a better big man, but that's about it. Like, what are we really talking about here? A better big man, that's it. I mean, they got James Harden and Kyrie Irving, when healthy, will be the best backcourt in the NBA. And then you got Kevin Durant, the most prolific and efficient scorer ever. They're good to go. They're totally good to go. So maybe just a better big man and that's it. The Sixers. Oh, man, let me sit on this. I might not sit more. My mouth might get super dry having to talk on this one. Sixers need to make a lot of moves. This is the big problem with the Sixers. Ben Simmons makes $140 million. 4 years, I think it is. Tobias Harris, four more years. I think it's $180 million. Neither one of them was your second and third best player. Well, one of them might have been. I'm going to say neither one was your second or third best player in this series. The second best player in the series was Seth Curry, who's not getting played nowhere near that. So he can stay. Simmons can go. And you might have to trade Harris with Simmons as a package deal just to get rid of Simmons. Because So who wants Simmons right now? Simmons is a liability. He literally went overnight to having the worst contract in the league. Literally overnight. I mean, this guy just shot the worst free throw percentage in a playoff game ever. Like, Shaq didn't even do that bad, or Wilt. And these guys didn't even practice free throws, you know, at all. And they weren't guards either. They were big men. You know, guards ain't supposed to be shooting this terrible, this bad. I'm thinking Ben Simmons is not really a point guard. He's more of a small forward or power forward, you know, posing as a point guard. Because he's not a point guard. Because point guards don't shoot. I mean, Rondo don't shoot that bad. And Rondo can't hardly shoot, you know. Rondo couldn't shoot when he came in the league, but still, he got better. You know, Simmons got to go. Harris got to go. I'm a Tar Heel fan, but Danny Green, he could go. I know they said, like, the Lakers could have used him this year. Okay, there's a reason the Lakers got rid of him. He couldn't. He didn't even play this series, you know. And the game he did, Trae Young just took him to school. So who the hell is Danny Green going to stop in the West playing defense? Nobody, you know. So Sixers, they got to make a lot of moves, man. A lot of moves. All right, on to the series now. The Hawks versus the Bucks. I've been saying the Hawks been undersold. People are underselling how good the Hawks were. And on paper, they just looked real good. They looked just as good off paper. The Hawks have a good team. Now, are the Hawks going to the finals against the Bucks? Probably not. Am I counting the Hawks totally out? Hell no. Hell no. I mean, the Hawks got Trae Young. Kevin Herter put up a 27-piece chicken wing piece, you know, last game. You got John Collins. You got Bogdanovich. You got Gallinari. You got Lemon Pepper Lou Williams. You got Clint Capella. You got a nice squad, man. I mean, DeAndre Hunter was hurt. And Cam Reddish is hurt. But, shit, DeAndre Hunter might come back. I don't know. We'll see. That's the thing. Like, the Atlanta Hawks are officially a good 9 deep. I mean, literally guys who could shoot, who could score. Gallinari got the steal the other night and then got the breakaway dunk on the steal wide open. I mean, everybody for the Hawks is contributing. They're balling out. Dudes ain't getting mad when they don't score a lot of points this game. I mean, John Collins posterizing Embiid, you know. Y'all underselling the Hawks, man. And I'm not counting the Hawks out? Nah. No, I'm not. And I'm going to tell you what. I already said, whoever comes out the East is winning it all. If the Hawks come out the East, they're winning it all. They're winning it all. And if the Hawks come out, if the Hawks even come out the East, like, I'm already convinced. I don't want to hear no more about the Trae Young and Luka Doncic trade. Like, the Hawks made a bad move and made a mistake. No, they didn't. Hey, Dallas got who they want. Now they better build around him. The Hawks got who they want, and they put some pieces around him. And Eastern Conference Finals, baby. You know, the Hawks are already, like, the story of the season. Even if they lose the series, they're the story of the season. They definitely better not let Nate McMillan go. They're going to have trouble keeping a lot of these pieces because they got so many good players, you ain't going to be able to pay them off. So, I don't know. It's going to be tough. But that's what I'm saying. If the Hawks come out the East, they're winning this year. They'll beat whoever they play. The Clippers or the Suns. I don't care who it is. You know? And even though I got the Bucks winning this series and the Bucks winning it all, if the Hawks pull this series off, they're winning it all. Because I already said whoever comes out East is winning it all. I said whoever wins the Nets and the Bucks actually is going to win it all. And if the Bucks get beat by the Hawks, then they're going to win it all. Clippers and Suns. Paul George bought out. I don't know that Paul George proved to me that he was better than Donovan Mitchell when Donovan Mitchell wasn't 100% last series. So I don't know that Paul George has totally proven anything, because now he's going up against Devin Booker, and Devin Booker put up the 30-something piece triple-double on him, I think it was. And it could have been 40. I have to go back and check the box score. But he put the triple-double on him. Devin Booker bought out. Both of them is out without their best player. Devin Booker ain't got Chris Paul. Paul George ain't got Kawhi. So now it's to see who's better. I feel like Paul George is a better player because both sides of the floor, defense and offense. I feel like Paul George is a better player. And I don't want to oversell the fact that the Suns won game one, because the Clippers lost both of the first games at home against Dallas, and they won that series. You know, so I don't want to oversell that the Suns won game one. I'm not going to oversell that. So, but I don't think whoever comes out the West is going to win it regardless. And if Kawhi comes back and Chris Paul don't come back, Suns don't stand a chance. Chris Paul comes back and Kawhi don't come back, Clippers don't stand a chance. So really this series is relying on who's better between Chris Paul and Paul George if the top guy on each team doesn't come back. Or it's relying on which top guy from each team comes back first, Paul George or Chris Paul. I mean, Kawhi Leonard or Chris Paul, excuse me. But regardless, whoever comes out the West, I don't got winning. Whoever comes out the East, I got winning. Because, I mean, if the Hawks beat the Bucks, man, there's nothing going to stop the Hawks and Trae Young. Nothing. Nothing. So, yeah, but I got Bucks versus Clippers. Bucks win it all. If Clippers win, I will say it would be a good thing. It would be a good thing because Clippers have been one of the most terrible franchises ever. Plus, if the Bucks could win too, it'd be really even better because the Bucks are in a small market, and it could prove that you could win in a small market, and how you win in a small market is based off of drafting your cornerstone superstar, drafting his all-star sidekick, and acquiring players in trades, which is the way the Bulls did it. When the Bulls were terrible at first, and then they draft Michael Jordan, they draft Scottie Pippen, and I don't know, remember if they drafted Horace Grant, but if not, I know they traded for him. Just like the last time, the last three, they traded for Rodman and Ron Harper. But they still had the key superstar and all-star that they drafted. So you got to draft your superstar and your sidekick all-star, like Golden State did. They drafted Steph Curry. They drafted Klay Thompson. They even drafted Draymond. And they drafted Harrison Barnes. For the first championship, they drafted four of the players. And then they traded for Livingston, and they traded for Iguodala, and they traded for Bogut, and they traded for David Lee. They traded for all the other players. So, you know, you got to draft your core top two guys, and they got to be a superstar and an all-star, you know. So, like, Timberwolves might be having something because they might have their superstar in Edwards, and Karl-Anthony Towns might could be their legit all-star. And then you got your third piece, D'Angelo Russell. You might could have something. Just like Charlotte has drafted their superstar, LaMelo Ball. Now we got to draft his all-star within this. We got to try to find his all-star probably this year or next year. But in the next 2 years, we got to find his all-star sidekick. And maybe it could be Bridges who we drafted, but I don't think so. We're going to have to draft his all-star And then we're going to have to trade for the other pieces, you know? So, yeah, that's how it goes, man. You got to draft your superstar, draft your all-star, and you can trade for other pieces. And that usually goes for small market teams. Big market teams is different. Golden State wasn't no big market before Steph Curry and them started winning. They weren't no big market team. They were a small market, especially compared to all the other teams in California. You know, like Sacramento's a small market team. So they've drafted their all-star, but they haven't drafted their superstar yet, I would say. Because I don't think De'Aaron Fox is a superstar. You know? Yeah, so that's how it rolls, man. But I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is the Triple P Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget that subscribe button in that right-hand corner. Hit the follow if you're on any of these other platforms like Instagram or Facebook, where we also post the video. And the audio will go to Spotify, Apple, Tidal, Amazon, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, and a dozen other platforms. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. Also, don't forget to check out my websites, promopalace.biz for online marketing promotions, planetplaylist.com to submit the playlist. You can also check out newlitter.com for new litter apparel. Also, check out, I'm going to give shouts out to my t-shirt sponsor today. Let me stand up and let you see the t-shirt. All right, that's the Dizzle brand liquor t-shirt. Check out dizzlebrand.com. And my guy Chris Roker, he's one of the partners over there for Dizzle Brand, based out of LA. They basically got recipes that they came up with, you know, based off of the liquor. And the liquor is basically a recipe that a bartender, I think his name is Mike Dizzle, basically came up with. And then they came up with other recipes off of the liquor. And you go to dizzlebrand.com. They got all the drink recipes up there, social media links. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and whatnot. And stay tuned more for the dizzlebrand.com. Once again, this is Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Hit that click now, subscribe button. Stay tuned in for more NFL, NBA news. Also be on the lookout. I will be dropping a hip hop podcast soon on one of my other channels. And we also got the vlogs under the Promo Palace LLC vlogs. And those are brought to you by promopalace.biz. And once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, and I'm out.